Good morning. I want to welcome you. Good morning. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio, and this is the Progressive Radio Network. My name is Catherine Davis, and I host this program, and I'm very, very happy to be with you this morning. And I'm joined by some very special guests as well. And I just want to really let you know about a very special event that's taking place on Sunday. It's happening this coming Sunday, and it is May 8th. And we are celebrating in honor of Mother Earth and all the mothers of the world. We're celebrating Mother's Day, and it's from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Brooklyn Commons. We'll speak a little bit more about that as we go along. But my partner in this event is a very special person, I think, Rose Tavares St. Louis, and she is the founder and president of Educational Cultural Arts Nonprofit Organization, Cobriety. And you can find out more about that at Cobriety, Inc., I think it's .org. And we'll correct that in a moment. But she, this organization was founded in New York City in 2003 and has special consultative status with the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations. Since its inception, Cobriety, Inc. has partnered with numerous arts, educational, and cultural organizations creating cultural arts dance curriculums. Rose St. Louis has researched oral histories and sacred African diaspora dance traditions throughout the Americas. She received a master's degree from Teachers College, Columbia University, in comparative education and anthropology. She has traveled to Cuba, Brazil, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Haiti, Africa, and Dominican Republic, choreographing, directing, lecturing, researching, and performing. She is the recipient of the Teachers College Office of the President Diversity and Community Award and a New School Multicultural Diversity Award, and is a Fulbright Fellow. She performed at the International Fulbright Alumni Committee in Brasilia, Brazil, and at the International Black Heritage Festival in Lagos, Nigeria, Africa. She is an educator, performing artist, and writer currently living in New York, and I would say she is also a mother, because we are also going to be hearing from your baby. Welcome, Rose.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, Catherine. Thank you so much.
It's wonderful to have you. And what happens when you call a mom in the morning is that you get to hear the cooings of the baby in the background. So yes. I welcome that as light energy into the program. And we're going to introduce our other guests, but I really wanted to for you to talk for a moment about yourself and how you're really put together this panel, I would say, of performers who are going to be at our event. And they include Leopoldo, Kevin, and Saint. So, and you're going to be performing yourself. So just give a little bit about this creative fusion that you've brought together before we introduce each other.
Sure. Well, first of all, it's such a pleasure to be performing with such talented, renowned artists. Each and every one of them has, in their own genre, pretty elaborate history of performing and sharing their music. And I would go as far as to say their music ministry, because each of them carry a special spiritual awakening in their music, and it's really an honor to bring them all together and have them in one stage.
That's pretty.
And as far as myself, it's I've been a dancer and educator most of my life, and throughout the years, with my constant contact with such talented musicians from all over the world, I've developed my own urban world music fusion style that I would like to be sharing more with our audiences. And this particular song that I will be sharing on Mother's Day is actually, it's almost like a tribute to the grandmother, the all-encompassing mother energy in the world, the goddess, and I will be singing it in Spanish, accompanied by the talented Leopoldo Flemings and also Kevin Nathaniel on the Shakeries, and hopefully have a sister by the name of Miralba who will be doing the backup vocals as well.
Excellent. And I also want to introduce our guest, one of our performers who's joining us this morning, and that is Leopoldo Fleming. I want to say hello and welcome to Heart of Mind Radio. In a few minutes, we're going to be playing one of your musical compositions, but you are, I just want to say that you are a legendary veteran percussionist, and you have been working with Australian saxophonist Christian Goncior and in the collaborative work for the piece that we're going to be hearing, but also that you have had a long history in percussion as a soloist, as also an instrumentalist with such talents as Miriam Makeba, Nina Simone, Randy Weston, Harry Belafonte, Eartha Kitt, Lonnie Liston Smith, Archie Shepp, Boys Choir of Harlem. And you worked and toured really with the who's who of the international jazz scene during the last 50 years. And I wanted to say hello and welcome to Heart of Mind Radio, Leopoldo.
I thank you. Thank you for having me and for inviting me to participate in your program.
I'm very pleased.
It's an honor.
And I'm wondering if you can say a little bit about the instrument, you know, the instrument of drumming. It's so much more than just a drum. A drum is really almost like the heartbeat of the planet, the heartbeat of humanity. And as a percussionist, you play a range of instruments. So could you say a little bit about the meaning of the percussion, the drum, and how you interpret it through your music?
Well, you know, I the way I approach the drum is not, I don't really look at it as an instrument. I look at it, as an organism. you know. And I approach it like in a spiritual way. Most people usually say, "Oh, this got some spirit, you know, felt some spirituality coming out of the instrument."
Yeah, I have really felt that, and it has a very ancient history with the indigenous people of all nations, really, but it's also very deeply felt in the various peoples of Africa as well, and the Caribbean. So it's almost as if the ancestors are speaking through the drum. Do you find that?
I'm not hearing you too well. You know, coming in and out.
I was speaking of the relationship of the drums to the voice of the ancestors. And feeling that that comes through the playing of the instruments or the organisms, as you described.
I have experience playing the drums, voices that weren't actually there, but in the rafters, I could hear and feel, you know, vibrations of ancestors in a conversation with my drums.
Beautiful. Yeah. So we're going to play one of your pieces called Uganda
yes.
Kobo. Would you want to say anything about it before we bring it up?
Well, Uganda, Uganda Kob is an antelope in Uganda, of course. And I went on safari. I was with Mary Makeba. And we were taken on safari, and I saw this elegant movement of this this antelope, and had written a tune. And when I saw the antelope, the movement of the melody and the rhythm reminded me of this this antelope. So I titled it Uganda Kob after that. Animal.
That's wonderful. So we're going to listen to that piece right now, and then we'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, that was pretty amazing. That was so amazing, Leopoldo. Mm-hmm. That drum riff was just amazing. And I'm really so happy and pleased that you're going to be joining us on Sunday, May 8th, and that you'll be working with Rosai certainly on her piece. But
yes,
we are anticipating that you will also be playing, you know, doing your own solo piece and allow people to really feel that rhythm that you bring to your performance. I wanted to really tell you how much I'm grateful, because in doing an event that celebrates our own earth, Pachamama, and the rising of the real spirituality that comes from earth to humanity, I really believe that the drum, the percussion, is one of the ways that is most expressive of that. And I so look forward to seeing you perform, because you're like world class, and I'm very humbled that you will be accompanying us on Sunday. I want to just let you know how grateful that I am about that.
I thank you, and I'm grateful too.
And also joining us during the performance, and also hopefully we'll make a contact during this program. He was scheduled to be here, Kevin Nathaniel. Mm-hmm. The visionary musician who is voice and ancient African instruments channel sounds as a universal healing force, together breathing rhythms to the beat of our synchronized hearts. Kevin Nathaniel resonates songs of unity and the big picture of love in the grooviest ways possible. A longtime devotee of Mbira drum, dance, song, meditation, and yoga, a world-traveled urban shaman who shares musical medicine of the ancient, the now, and the beyond. And Kevin Nathaniel shares a fresh, deep experience of the beauty of sound. And we're going to hear one of his pieces right now, and I invite you to listen to this. It's really quite beautiful. And he will be live during the event, grooving with Rosé and her fusion piece, but also giving a lot of his healing from his own tradition and understanding of the music. So we're going to listen to some of Water by Kevin Nathaniel. That was a lovely piece by Kevin Nathaniel. And Kevin isn't on the line yet, Rosé, so maybe you can talk a little bit about his work as both a musician and an urban shaman.
Sure. Kevin, I've known for such a long time. He's been an educator and has been a teaching artist, and I believe that's how we met and crossed paths. He's always been such an inspiration and a joy to have around and work with, that it was just a normal instinct of mine to reach out to him and ask him to participate. He is also part of several group music collectives. Heritage Ensemble is one of them, and all of the talented musicians in Heritage Ensemble are renowned, and I would love to have other events where we bring on other ensemble members in the future.
Excellent. And I believe that we'll be able to do that. Just to remind people, we're speaking about a special event taking place Sunday, May 8th. It's only from 3 to 5 p.m., so bring your mother, bring your daughter, bring your sister, bring yourself. Please celebrate with us, because it's more than a Mother's Day celebration. It's also to honor our Divine Mother, the Pachamama, the Great Mother Earth. And we'll be doing a panel. We'll each the presenters will be talking more about the sacred relationship and the sacred partnership between humanity and Earth. So, and we have the performers as well. And it's, the location is the Commons, Brooklyn. And that's 388 Atlantic Avenue between Bond and Hoyt Streets in Brooklyn. It's very easy to get to in downtown Brooklyn. It's not far from the Barclays Center. If you want more information, you can call 347-480-1694. And we'll repeat this again as we proceed with today's program. But please do put this on your agenda for Sunday, May 8th. It's a rare opportunity to really enjoy world-class performers and connect with a panel of us who are really deeply working and connecting to healing and Mother Earth, and to working towards the healing of humanity. And, of course, Rosé Taveras St. Louis will be joining us, as well as Earth Mom Helena Meal and myself, Catherine Davis, and some other people will be coming as well and joining in this discussion and performance. We're doing an actual ceremony in which everyone will be able to contribute. So during this ceremony, we'll connect energetically into the earth and really bring a torrent of love into the earth for her healing. So we definitely need your participation. We hope that you will come and contribute with this on an energetic level. The event itself is by donation, a suggested donation of $10, but there's so much expenses to cover. We're grateful for those of you who can give more, but we never want to turn people away. So I want to also, in a few minutes, we're going to be playing a piece of music by Saint Women of the World, which is really a beautiful piece of music by a very young, up-and-coming, conscious hip-hop artist. So this is something that is so, I don't want to say rare, but it's unusual, at least for me, to come and meet a young person who is so connected to the world and so connected to their responsibilities in the world. And we're going to be playing a little of that. But I'm wondering, Rosé, before we go into it, can you offer a little bit about what your relationship has been with Saint and how you feel that he is really, I would say, the future of young people in our world?
Well, Saint is a very popular
Brooklyn.
Whoops. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
And I've had the pleasure of meeting Saint through his management team, Dandem Enterprise, about 4.5 to 5 years ago. And since then, I really have been not only a fan, but really captivated by his music ministry. And I felt that it aligned with our movement, our cultural unification movement of healing and bringing the healing arts to the level where it should be as a international human birthright to have access to the healing arts throughout our schools, throughout our communities, throughout our towns, and have that be accessible to all peoples of all ages, of all religions, of all colors. And these artists, I feel, embody this message, and Saint particularly represents the new generation of the hip-hop movement of conscious building awareness about our role in humanity and the power of our musical instrument, whether it's of our voice, our body as dancers, our hands as percussionists and shakeray players, or our voice. We all play an important role, and I'm honored to have these artists come and collaborate with us on this special benefit celebration on Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And it's truly an embodiment of our diversity as a culture. And it's just a great, great, great opportunity to have everyone together and also meet.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's hear the piece by Saint, All the Women of the World.
Brooklyn. Check, check, check. Happy to be here. Talk to you real quick. Tell what's been on my mind. To the mothers that care for us. In times of pain, shed tears for us. In times of fame, they cheered for us. Deserve terrain just for bearing us. Inside the stomach where we lie, you love it. Always kept it real, never lied or fronted. With goals to accomplish, you tried and done it. With cheers to astonish and open the eyes of hundreds. All the women in the world, this one's for you. Straight from the heart, this was done for you. When I'm scared, I would run to you. But can we switch roles? Mama, can I comfort you? Put my hands in the sky, grab the sun for you. Be a man in the sun for you. My love is true. Screw daddy, I will run from you. I'll bust my gun for you. Squeezing the steel, mama. I know what's wrong, I'm just keeping it real. Let me break my back to make a meal. Let me work 2 jobs to pay the bills. Let me take your pain, take your strain. Any sins in the past, let me take the blame. And that's word to my name and honor. I love you, mama. I love you, mama. In the world, this one's for you. To the mothers and the sisters that kept the truth. To the wives and the lives we obey at once. Cause of the love and the pain within 9 months. To the women in the world, this one's for you. To the mothers and the sisters that kept it true. To the wives and the lives we obey at once. Cause of the love and the pain within 9 months. To the women of the world.
A.K.A. Young Buffett, a Brooklyn-born MC who has quickly established himself as one of the most lyrically gifted and insightful new hip-hop artists to emerge in the last few decades. Saint is an inspirational MC with a strong message of hope and displays amazing versatility while addressing social issues and personal growth. So this is one of our artists who will be performing with us on Sunday, May 8th, as we will be celebrating Mother Earth and all the mothers of the world on Mother's Day. It's only 2 hours out of your day. We hope you can find time to join us. And as we come together, we'll celebrate each other. We'll celebrate the music. We'll celebrate that guiding love and sustenance that mothers and female energy brings into the world. And so I am especially grateful that on a day when we're celebrating the mothers of the world, we have, you know, we're being supported by and joined by such powerful and strong men as well. Because really it's the balance of energy of the male and the female in a transfusion, translation, exchange of love and appreciation is what it's going to take to heal our planet, heal our families, heal our world. And so this is really an event which to me is very significant, because we're doing it because we want to bring this energy into the ethers. We want to guide our heart energy into the earth and open it expansive into the energy that comes from the divine male energy, joining that to the divine female energy, and allowing that to spread out across the globe. And so I'm really very much looking forward to this opportunity. We will be playing music. We'll have Tibetan bowls, as well as we have the drumming, the shakeray. And we're going to be also inviting you to come with the tone of your voice. If you have a tambourine, if you have something you want to bring and join during the actual healing ceremony, you're welcome to do that. And I also want to invite each of you to maybe give a shout-out to the women in your life. So perhaps, Leopoldo, you'd like to offer a healing Mother's Day message to the women you love. Oh, maybe Leopoldo's not with us. All right, so Rosé, why don't you take that cue?
Well, first of all, I'd like to acknowledge my eldest sister who passed away in 2010. I'd like to honor her. Her name is Columbia Mercedes Taveras, and she has been such an inspirational figure in my life. She was the co-founder of the nonprofit organization that I currently run and established in 2003, Cabrighty Inc., and she really aided me and supported me in that process. I'd like to thank all the ancient grandmothers of my ancestral lineage, both in my African, indigenous, and European lineage, dating back to Spain, dating back to the Cauca region of Colombia, the Dominican Republic, the ancient Taino mothers. I'd like to acknowledge my African ancestry. It came through Benin, Sachi Saba, Taveras, Gamboa, Sanchez, and to all the future mothers of the world, thank you for aiding me and being supportive, whether it's through the spiritual realm or the physical realm. We cannot do this work alone. We are all always inspired and supported by the past as we work through the present and honor our future.
And that was so beautiful. I join you in that, in honoring my mothers, my own mother, who had the name Catherine Elaine Davis, also transitioned some 25, 30 years ago, but she was the greatest inspiration in my life. Only I would say, joined as well by my grandmothers, my paternal and maternal grandparents. And they hearken back to also this indigenous ancestry, the African ancestry, and some European ancestry. Because really what we're talking about here is coming together as human beings in equality as men and women, in respect and honor of the divine feminine in all of us, because men also have that. And so we are going to be really working towards cultivating and expanding this energy during our special event in honor of Mother Earth and all the mothers of the world. We'll be celebrating Mother's Day on Sunday, May 8th, from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Commons, Brooklyn, and that is 388 Atlantic Avenue between Bond and Hoyt Streets. If you would like more information, you can call us at 347-480-1694. Again, that number is 347-480-1694. And you could also email heartofmindradio@gmail.com or cabriety@outlook.com if you want to find out more about the work that Rosé is doing. It's cubraiti@outlook.com. We're going to have all this information up on the PRN website on the Heart of Mind page, so you'll be able to make that connection. But for certain, think about stopping by and joining us. It's a benefit. So this is a benefit to help support Heart of Mind Radio, which really doesn't have support, and Cobriety, which is growing to do magnificent projects. And we'll be talking more about that as we go forward. Water projects, reforestation projects, as well as the cultural education project. It's an organization that I firmly believe is well needed and well deserves our support. So when you come to the event, we're asking for a minimum of a $10 donation, but you can offer more. We're also going to have raffles and surprises, so you can help us invest that way as well. Or you can call and let us know how you might be able to help with this work, because this is really the kickoff of a series of projects that are designed to transform our world. And these are projects that need collaboration and support on the part of you, our family and community. So we're hoping that you will do that. You'll support this effort. And there was something else I wanted to mention, but I can't think of it now. So, Rosé, would you have any closing thoughts?
I would just like to invite everyone to join us and become part of our group of future leaders and entrepreneurs. And we also have vending tables available for anyone that wants to sell their items or share information about their educational, cultural, or arts organization, programs, etc. We welcome you.
Yes, that's what I was trying to think of. Very good. And again, the number is 347-480-1694, 347-480-1694, or you can email cobriety@outlook.com, and that is spelled Cubraiti. So thank you very much, Rosé, and I want to thank also our musical guests, our very special guests, have been Leopoldo Fleming, Kevin Nathaniel, and Saint, by way of their music. We'll be back in a few moments after we make some announcements. Thank you, Rosé. I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
This is the number one radio station for progressive independent thinkers, the Progressive Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen of America, we extend a special invitation to you to join AJC Radio in our programming every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. We will be addressing issues that definitely shape a nation and affect America's future. We will also be dealing with members of Congress, shining the spotlight on our initiative called Spotlight on Capitol Hill. You don't want to miss it, folks. Every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time, AJC Radio makes a difference across the nation. We'll see you then.
It's the BRONX. You know what's next.
It's a bowl of soul. Tune in and get your dose of classic soul and independent R&B music from the United States and abroad on Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A Bowl of Soul is a music experience you won't forget or regret. Check out A Bowl of Soul on the Progressive Radio Network.
Hey, it's Paul Cavalcante, host of The Vinyl Experience, bringing you a new spin on a classic technology that just keeps getting bigger. Vinyl records are in, and The Vinyl Experience is the original radio show that tells their backstory, one revolution at a time. Join me Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on PRN.FM and anytime in the archives.
Crackle, crackle. Pop, pop.
The Vinyl Experience on PRN.FM.
PRN, 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 Progressive Radio Network. Stay tuned.
And welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. And this is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine, your host. And I hope you enjoyed some of the music we shared at the beginning segment of this program. And we have been reaching out to you to support our Mother's Day event. It's taking place in Brooklyn on Sunday, May 8th. It's 3 to 5 p.m. at the Commons, Brooklyn. It's a lovely space. It's an open space. We'll have the performance there. We'll be doing an actual light healing ceremony. So for those of you who are carrying fatigue and carrying stress and carrying a lot of worry over what's going on in the world and what's going on in your life, this is an opportunity to be part of a really cosmic, collective healing ceremony in which we're going to be bringing a lot of high-level vibration through our bodies, creating energy with the room, in the room through our voices, through the sound of our instruments. And we're going to be connecting deeply into the core of Gaia, opening to the direct flow of that high-level vibration, vibrational energy coming from Source, the center of our cosmos, in a way that will help for the conversion, the healing, and the transmutation of the negative energies, thought energies, that are floating about on the planet. So your participation is much desired, needed, and appreciated. Pachamama, Mother Earth Healing Ceremony, on Sunday, May 8th, 3 to 5 p.m. at the Commons, Brooklyn. That's Sunday. Also this weekend, on Saturday, I will be beginning a four-part series. It's 4 weeks, and it's called Quantum Qigong. And Qigong is something that I have been practicing for more than 20 years now, but I've been teaching it at least 20 years. And I have come to really understand how powerful it is in a way of bringing the supportive energies into our body that we need that can help to transmute illness, transmute toxic energies, and actually begin to uplift and rewrite our physical system at the DNA level. And that's really what this series is about, Quantum Qigong. And it's based on teachings of traditional Chinese medicine, Taoism, and Buddhism. And quantum qigong is a unique teaching method which is designed to align you with your quantum being. And this can be thought of as awakening to your inner teacher and your inner healer. Through slow, constant movements, you will integrate mind, body, and spirit with Gaia. Once again, having that grounding, supporting energy of Gaia is what we need to heal ourselves and to heal our world. And these represent basically the principles of harmony and balance. It starts this Saturday, May 7th, and it's 4 weeks until the 28th, 4 Saturdays. And it is 2 to 3 p.m. on Saturday at Studio Maya, 603 Bergen Street, Brooklyn. And that's between Carlton Avenue and Vanderbilt Avenue. You can call them to register at 917-837-3705. Or you can go to the website, studiomayanyc.com. That's studiomayanyc.com. And you can find out more about registering for this class. And if you feel like you want to check it out, you can drop in and check it out and see if you want to register after experiencing it. I have that much confidence, not so much in myself, though I do, but in the energy itself is just so powerful. It has really been a remarkable asset in my own life, and I'm hoping to be able to share it with you. And for those of you who have questions, you can call my number. I'm Catherine, at 347-480-1694. That number again is 347-480-1694. And I have just really, most recently, I guess yesterday, a couple of days ago, today, I'm sending out my May newsletter. It's called Connect with Catherine. But it's really a very special way of connecting with so many different resources. So for those of you who would like to receive this collection of resources, also send an email to heartofmindradio@gmail.com, and I will send it to you in this newsletter. I have an article which I've written for a blog article, and it's a beautiful article called Journey Toward the Center. I discovered a path of integration that helped reunite fragments of my soul. And this is a true story of what the journey was for myself, to go from that space of having a monkey mind, of having a lot of depression, a lot of issues with my life growing up, and just having a lot of pain and suffering over various things that happen in life. We all have this. But there was a particular path that I followed that allowed me to heal a lot of this. Of course, my qigong was part of it, but there was also other aspects of how I dealt with mind, how I opened the heart. And that's, that article is contained in this newsletter, as well as connecting information to myself and the various events you've heard about. But I also have on the, in the newsletter, free downloads, links to various radio shows that are really important, as well as other kinds of connections, the spiritual support group that's ongoing, art exhibits, as well as trainings in other places that I have not particularly associated with. But, you know, Sergio, who was on the on with us last week, Sergio Magana, the spiritual teacher from Mexico, will be joining us again next Friday morning. I want you to tune in for that. But I want to connect you to health expos around the city, around the community, really. So please do send an email for some of these free resources, meditations, audio books, a lot of resources. Send your email to heartofmindradio@gmail.com, and we will be able to connect you with all this information. And really, the idea is to connect one to another and to each other. The purpose, the mission of this program, Heart of Mind Radio, is really to bring a unity in our hearts, a unity in the energy, because we are indeed a collective consciousness, beingness. All of us as individual humans on a higher span of vibration, we connect on a spiritual level, but also a level of knowing. We can really connect energetically. We can heal each other. We can expand that healing that is so much needed in the world today. So in some ways, I'm inviting you to join as part of this team through your intention, through your actions, and also through the connection to our events, our trainings. But also, my invitation is always open to bring your expression into the fold. One of the reasons I'm working with Rosé St. Louis, we met, through work at the radio at WBAI, but also through the spiritual support group. And then I came to know how much work she's trying to do in the world, and I felt like it was important that we could collaborate and we could support each other and create something bigger and more powerful. And I invite you to make the same connection when you call me at 347-480-1694. I'm Catherine. Or you can email heartofmindradio@gmail.com. I want to thank the Progressive Radio Network and all of its beautiful staff and engineers, and it's a beautiful network. If you haven't visited prn.fm and explored, then do that. There's so many wonderful programs on this network. Stay tuned, and you will be listening to them as we go on throughout the day. Stay tuned to prn.fm, and tune in again for Heart of Mind Radio on Friday mornings, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be here waiting for you. Take care, and hopefully we'll see each other over the weekend. Bye for now.